This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
All right, what the hell's up, guys? How we doing? Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 240? Is it 240? What episode are we at, huh?
Let me just freaking check, because I have no idea. Also, this fan is so loud. Loudest fan ever. I have a... One of you guys snuck in and is like, "Wow, good job, love the podcast." No, I mean like a fan that's blowing wind in my face. If you haven't noticed, guys, we've got some exciting shit. Okay, what the fuck episode is this? 239. This is 239. New branding, all right? We got new logo. Bam. We got a new intro. Ba-boom. We got a new logo. Did I already say that? New logo right there. New podcast artwork. All right? We got everything, dude. Complete rebrand, a revamp. Sticking with the color palette because I fuck with it. But it's, you know, I think it was time to freshen things up, all right? You can't be always using the same shit. I loved the old logo. Shout out Brandon who made the old logo. He's the fucking goat. He's a good guy. He's really talented, and he's also super nice. And I met him in person, and he's a fucking cool dude. And sometimes he's, you know, I feel like it's, there's a part of me where I'm like, I felt like I'm like, I broke up with him, but like, you know, it's just, we just want to rejuvenate it, right? We got it playing on the TV right now. I don't know if you can see it in the wide, but it's on there. All right. It's fucking, it's sick, dude. So all the info for the artists involved with the new artwork will be in the description. So shout out, to the talented artists that we worked with on this. And I'd love for some feedback. You can say you hate it, but I'm not changing it because I already paid the artists. Okay. And I've already made my mind up, okay? So get with it or fuck off, okay? Tell me what you want, but it's not changing. I love all the feedback, but fuck you. I'm not listening, all right? La, 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 la. That's me. Every time I read my YouTube comments, that's what I'm doing. I open it up, I scroll, and I go, la, 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 la. Can't hear you. Can't see you. I wish there was a way to do that with your eyes. I guess, like, closing them. Because if you go la 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 la, that sort of drowns out all the other sounds. So I guess maybe like blinking really fast is the equivalent. That's the eye equivalent of the la 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 covering your ears, you know. So if I'm just like blinking a lot, like yeah, that's trying to get that'll probably just give me a headache. But we're back, okay? Back in the studio, it feels good. It's been a while, and I apologize for that. But it's been a fucking heavy, hectic couple of weeks, okay? I did one sort of check-in bonus episode on the Patreon, so go check out the Patreon if you want that fucking bonus content. But I was in New York for a little bit for my billboard in Times Square, it's whatever. And then it was we were home for a little bit, and then we left again for Phoenix. And for some shows. Now we're back home for a little bit, which is nice. So feels good to be back in the studio, man. We got some shit to cover. I mean, this will come out on Thursday or Friday. There's a few tickets left, I think, maybe, for the Hamilton show on Saturday, my hometown Hamilton show. So fucking check out the, grab your tickets for that. It's going to be fun. Hometown. It'll be a good time. And, you know, I tell you to get tickets to my other shows in Louisville and Appleton, Wisconsin, but they're all fucking sold out, dude. All my shows, all five shows. Sorry, one second. Five shows in Louisville, sold out. I think three out of my five shows in Phoenix are sold out. Not a full cha-ching, but still a cha-ching nonetheless. And then five of my shows in Appleton, Wisconsin sold out. So thank you to everybody for the support there. I'm excited. The new hour feels good. I feel really good about it. And, you know, it can only get better with time. So it's, we're at a good start in place. And by the time the tour kicks off, the big tour, which will happen before next year. It'll happen this year. Before the big tour later this year. It'll be in a good place. And you know what? Let it be known. Everyone who's saying, yeah, when I'm posting shows, cities, come to, why aren't you coming to Ohio? If I'm saying like I'm doing a show in my hometown in Canada, and someone's like, come on down to Columbus, I'll be there. Okay, I'll be there at some point. I will be back. I will be everywhere. I promise. All right. But what else has been going? That's pretty much it in my personal life. We got a lot of I got a lot of main channel stuff coming up soon. I'm working on it like crazy. Dude, I can't really talk about too much of it, but I also I booked an acting gig. Okay, I'll say that. I booked an acting gig, a particular acting gig. I didn't sign like an NDA or anything. I just hate talking about things before they're like out, because it's bitten me in the ass before, where I'm like, this is happening. Get a lookout for it. And then something falls through and then it never happens. And I'm like, well, now I look like a fucking dork. But I booked an acting gig. I had to send in a self. Actually, it was the thing during my looks maxing video that I put out a couple weeks ago. There was a part in it where I was like, so I had to memorize some lines for an audition. And that it was for this, and I got the fucking part, dude. I got it. I fucking nailed it. And it's crazy because after I did the self-tape, I had zero confidence whatsoever. I was like, that was the worst audition I've ever done for anything. Because I've done like fucking so many of the countless auditions for things over the years, and nothing ever happens. So I'm like, fuck it. I've like lost all hope. So I was just like, cool, I'll do it. I had zero confidence in it. And then like the next day, I get an email being like, yeah, you fucking killed it. And it's like, what are you talking about? I thought I did terrible. And then talking to the other people on set, that's how it usually is. Because I was like, I had zero confidence in my fucking audition. But apparently that's how the ones that you have zero confidence in, those are the roles you get, which is super annoying. I will post about that when I am allowed, or not allowed to. I'll post about it when everybody else posts about it, because I don't want to be the first guy to be like, check it out. I did the thing, you know. But it was fun. We just had our last filming day yesterday. Plane from LA got in at 2 a.m. on Sunday. My call time was at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So that was okay. I got to sleep in a little bit. And then I was on set from 3:30 p.m. to 3 a.m. So like 12 hours pretty much. So that was fucking a lot. So I'm really tired, but you know what? It's all good. We're rocking and rolling, dude. That was me last night, dude. Real good sleep. I was like, good night, honey. But yeah, dude, thanks for tuning in. Let's get into this fucking shit. Let's get into the crap that we got to talk about this week. I got some bad news, guys. All right, some bad news. a familiar face. If you're familiar with my content, if you've watched my videos for a couple of years, you will know of this name and this man. But a certain Giga Chad has returned. The man with the most jawline in the world, Nate Garner, is back. Nate Garner has returned. Unfortunately, this is like literally the fucking the Star Wars movie of Oscar. You know that scene in Oscar? Was it Rise of Skywalker or some shit? When Oscar Isaac was like, somehow Palpatine returned. That's how I feel about Nate Garner. Somehow Nate Garner returned. We thought we fucking killed him, but we didn't. We thought that you murdered him. I'll do a quick recap. A quick Nate Garner recap for those of you who aren't familiar with his game. Let's go through the videos that I did about Nate Garner. Because this is my podcast and I only want to know about shit that I do. Okay, Nate Garner, Curtis Connor. Okay. So I did two videos about him 4 years ago, dude. 4 years ago, no mustache, short hair. I did a video with Jacob, pre-cancer Jacob, too. Damn. We did a video about Nate Garner and his girlfriend doing like these weird couple vlogs. There was one, oh yeah, in the thumbnail when he like pretended to kidnap her and shit. Like just like the craziest fucking couple vlog shit you could imagine. Like, I waterboarded my bae. Bang! And she's like, yeah, stop, I can't fucking breathe. And he's like, Zat. W. Dab it. Let me get one leg equals one breath that I will blow into my girlfriend's mouth so she can survive the fucking waterboarding I'm doing to her. Epic. So it was a lot of that. And then a year later, after that video, Nate Garner, he sort of went quiet because they went through a breakup, him and his girlfriend. And if you're a couple vlogger who breaks up, that's not just a breakup, that's like a business split. That's a business venture that has now failed, right? So you gotta decide who gets the fucking office chairs, who gets the fridge, like all that shit, right? You gotta divvy up the investments. You gotta liquidate your assets. So I guess he was down, like he needed some cash. So he put together a class, an online course to teach people how to go viral every time. So I put it to the test and it didn't work. I got my friend Maxine to make a new channel and everything, follow the steps to a T, and it didn't work. She got like 12 views on a video. So hey, bada boom, bada, got him. So, and he's been pretty quiet since then. I've kept tabs on him, and he's been pretty much just, you know, the classic, like, you know, fucking, I have a jaw, and I've honed it over the, he looks Max for sure, dude. He's got to be mewing for sure. I can confirm that. Nate Garner is actively mewing, okay? He's mewing, he's bone smashing, he's doing it all right? So, I thought I'd seen the last of Nate, okay? The late, great Nate. And someone tagged me in a video, I thought it was bait. So to bide some time, I watched John and Kate plus 8. And then when I reopened and saw the video, yeah, I realized it was fate. When I saw a man that I hate. Mate. That whole thing was Australian. Okay, that was so fucking stupid. This podcast sucks. God, okay. But Nate Garner has returned, okay? He's back. He's on TikTok, and he is doing what failed content creators do, what they resort to. So let's give it a watch. Let's see what he's doing now.
You women nowadays are always telling men that we don't want girlfriends.
Great way to start a video. You women.
You women nowadays are always telling men that we don't want girlfriends. We want moms when we ask you to do basic women-like things for us.
Yo, dude. Okay, so he's saying he has beef with people, with girls who are like, you don't want a girlfriend, you want a mom because you're asking me to take care of you and shit, which is like bars, facts, because like a girlfriend isn't supposed to fucking like tuck you in and shit, right? Thanks for sucking my dick, babe. Can you tell me a bedtime story? Like what the fuck well, not like moms do the first part. I was doing a weird, you know, like, that's silly, right? Will you marry me? Yes? Oh, great. You pack my lunch for tomorrow, right? Like, that's weird, dude. You can fucking take care of yourself, right? And also, you should be doing shit for her, too, right? Doing laundry, doing, you know, the typical, what? Are the stereotypical women-like things? What is that? Laundry and cooking? Cleaning, right? You can do those also, you know? It's like super normal and easy to do that, right? Also, this dude was fucking... That's the other thing. Nate was like bragging about having like private jets and shit and like going on these like these fucking awesome vacations because he makes so much money from YouTube and shit. Why do you need someone to do your... You can hire someone then. Hire someone to fucking do your shit you don't want to do. Right? That's also another weird thing about it. But let's keep seeing. Let's fucking keep watching this bullshit.
No, we want you to act like women in our mom's generation.
Okay. How do you know what women were like back then? Also, like... Dude, I'm having a really hard time understanding what he means. Maybe he'll explain himself.
You know, the women that raised us, the women that took care of their husbands, cooked for their husbands, loved their family, didn't want to go to work and abandon their kids.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, why do these fucking dudes, like, slip into this fucking, like, conservative like trad wife fucking pipeline shit every time their shit like isn't popping anymore? Why does that happen? This type of content creator, this is like the fucking these are the gym teachers of content creation, dude. You know that saying, those who can't... Oh, that's from School of Rock, right? And he's like, those who can't do, teach. And like, those who can't teach, teach gym, right? That's what it is. Just fucking, I don't know what else to do. But I do have this kinesiology degree.
Didn't want to party at the clubs all weekend.
But like, that's what he does. Look, that's the fucking thing that pisses me off. It's like, these women, they fucking stayed at home. They never left. They were prisoners. They were my prisoners, okay? They never left. They didn't abandon their family to go work. That's my job. I want to abandon my family to go work, okay? That's what boys do. Like, how do you not see? And he's so mad. Look at this fucking screenshot right now, dude. Like, if you're talking about, like, romantic partners, you shouldn't have that look in your eye. You shouldn't have bloodlust underneath the surface of what you're saying, dude. That looks like that's the last thing you see before you die, I think. It's Nate Garner's face.
And act like they hate men all the time? So no, we don't want moms. We want you to act like wives. And unfortunately for us...
The fuck was that sound effect?
Want moms. We want you to act like wives.
Yeah. Is he trying to put me in a trance, dude? What was that? We want you to act like wives. Dun! I just go fucking sleeper cell like the Winter Soldier, dude. That was my fucking act. That was my trigger word. I must kill Captain America. Dung. What the fuck was that?
We want you to
also, why do you say moms like that?
Don't want moms.
We don't want moms. What the fuck?
Don't want moms.
It like doesn't line up with his mouth either. This is probably so annoying for the audio, but I need to hear that again.
We want you to. So no, we don't want moms.
We don't want moms, dude. We don't want moms. That was like a demon trying to escape him. That's what just happened. He got possessed.
We want you to act like wives. And unfortunately,
must kill Steve Rogers. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck was that sound? Somebody tracked down that sound effect and sent it to me, okay? That needs to be on my soundboard immediately so I can fucking indoctrinate all of y'all, okay? So I can fucking propaganda all of you, okay?
Fortunately for us men, it seems like the last time that happened was in our mom's generation.
You don't... How do you know, dude? And, okay. And you can assume he's getting absolutely fucking cooked down in the comments. They are making a fucking Nate Garner stew down there, dude. So let's see what the comments are saying. Freud is rolling in his grave right now. Hey, sis, what's the lip gloss you're wearing? Julia Fox, dude. Whoa. I didn't fucking talk to you, Siri. Okay, so you want your mommy. Sounds like he's grumpy and he's going out for his nap. Drop the makeup tutorial. Oh, I thought that was Olivia Rodrigo. Never mind. Are men going to start acting like the men of our father's generation? Because my dad could build us a home and pay all of our bills. That right there, dude. Oh. Sorry. That works. Because I know Nate can't do that. I know Nate can't build a home. Can't even build a successful vlogging channel. Or a successful online course. Dude, it's so fucking crazy, man. But he's got another one. Let's take a look. Let's see what else he's spewing out of his fucking ass. Is this the same one? No, it's different.
You girls need to go back in the kitchen.
Whoa. Okay. Solid start, Nate.
You girls need to go back in the kitchen. But seriously, why?
But seriously.
What do I see on the internet from women all the time that cooking is some oppressive thing?
Who has said that? Show me one woman who has said that. I've never seen that, ever. And I'm like, I feel like I'm pretty, my algorithm is pretty left-leaning too. So I feel like I would have seen that shit if someone was ever saying it. No one says cooking is oppressive, dude. It's awesome.
That women shouldn't know how to cook. Who told you this? Who told you that cooking for somebody, especially a guy, was some oppressive thing nowadays?
Like, why is he's getting mad at nothing. Like, that's the common conservative thing where they make up a scenario that does not exist and then they fucking freak out about it. So the M&Ms are gay now. What am I supposed to do? You want me to suck the yellow M&M's cock? Because I will. Show it to me. Show me the yellow M&M's cock, and I'll suck it dry. Okay? I will slurp the milk out of that milk chocolate. All right? I will drain that nut out of the peanut M&M. That was my Hunter Carlson impression. That's his name, right? I don't fucking know.
Cooking is like one of the most beautiful things you could do for somebody. Your mom used to cook for you.
There it is. Your mom used to do it, and my mom used to do it, and I want to date her. Nate?
Your dad cooks for you sometimes, right? How do you survive on this earth? You got to eat. How do you eat? You have to cook the food. You're literally the person, when you decide to cook, providing life for somebody. When I have a girl sleep over, if I'm really into her and she sleeps over, the first thing I do for her is I make her breakfast in bed. Because I want to show how appreciative I am that she stayed. I want her to be comfortable and show
that
I'm...
I don't want to trap her here. I don't want her to leave for food. I want her to keep her locked in the room. And she can never leave because I have to abandon the household. You stay. Okay? You stay here. You can't move. We're going to do our waterboarding video later.
Into her. I cook for her. The only girls I ever dated are girls interested in cooking for me because it's a constant reminder of saying, like, I love you. You know how you girls want men to reconfirm to you all the time? Say you love me. Say I look good today. Say I'm beautiful. Women constantly need compliments to know that men still love them. Do you want to know a way?
Yeah,
that
that's the only way you can let a woman know that you still love them. You just have to tell them. You don't have to do anything. You can just sort of sit on your ass all day and play Fortnite and order Taco Bell all day, like literally all day. And you don't have to get a job. You don't have to clean the house. You don't have to cook or anything. You don't have to like get gifts or like flowers, nothing. You can sit on your ass, play Fortnite, jerk off. And as long as you just tell your partner that you love them all the time, you give them compliments, then they're going to be fine. Then it's totally cool. That's all you need to do. So, oh, this would be a good sound effect for the soundboard. I gotta add that, dude. If I say something like that, and then I go with the, hit him with that. Okay, so I need this sound effect, and then I need the fucking dong, the sleeper cell one. Okay, let's see what else he has to fucking say. Let's see what else this genius has to yap about.
But I always know that my girlfriends were in love with me. They cook for me that night. What do you want to eat tonight, baby? I'll make it for you. Oh, she does.
Oh,
still.
Yeah, dude. You guys, I fucking forgot about this. The Nate Garner fucking another saga. After I did my video about his online course, a video came out about him. They never named him, but everybody found out it was him at like a party or something. And he was screaming at someone. I think he was screaming at his girlfriend at the time. Fuck it. I can't find it. Okay, sorry. I just like went a fucking deep dive trying to find this fucking thing, but I can't find the video anywhere. But I swear to God, if I do find it between now and then, I'll send it and Sabrina can throw it in. But there was a video of Nate at like a fucking, like, people knew it was him and he was like yelling in the background. He was like, fucking, God, I wish I could fucking find it, man.
Hi, this is video editor Sabrina. Sorry for the jump scare, but Curtis finally found the video and sent it to me. This is a headphone warning.
I live in this space, you fuck!
No,
I'm not just talking your bullshit little cheerleader world. And I'm gonna fuck all your bullshit little cheerleader friends.
I'm gonna say you're miserable. You're so miserable.
You fucking complain about not being a TikToker. You complain about your friends being TikTokers.
So
you're jealous of your friends. Your friends look at you.
He must have wiped that shit somehow, but let's finish this video.
Like me. Oh, that's so beautiful. She wants to feed me. It isn't an oppressive thing. All you women out there claiming cooking is oppressive, you're just projecting because you don't know how to cook.
It's so crazy because, like, he's projecting. No one has said this. No one has fucking said this. If you want someone, the reason he wants someone to cook for him so bad is because he doesn't know how to fucking cook. Don't let him cook now.
And you know you should know how to cook, and you're yelling at everybody it sucks because you don't want to learn how to cook. Cooking is one of the most beautiful things you could do. How do you expect to feed your children?
You know what else is one of the most beautiful things in the world? And this is going to be ironic because I am currently talking into a microphone, but being quiet, shutting up. That's one of the most beautiful things I think a person can do, is to just not talk. But I'm kind of doing the opposite of that, so I apologize, but just fucking shut up, man.
McDonald's? You're gonna have to learn how to cook, ladies. I would stop yelling on the internet that cooking is some oppressive thing that men, well, oh, it's horrible.
No one's yelling. He is. He's the one yelling about this, dude.
Yeah? Are you gonna starve?
Stop yelling about this.
Hey, friend, you gonna starve?
What are you gonna do? Go fucking crazy? Gonna start foaming at the mouth like me?
Starve your husband? You gonna starve your kids? You just gonna make them do it all. Like, hey, 6-year-old, learn how to microwave a hot pocket, because I'm not cooking. And it's funny that all the girls that are wifed up, all the girls on the internet that you all girls wish you were, they're all cooking for their boyfriends. And all
how
the
come whenever he says wife or like marriage, it's like, dung. I'm so confused by that.
Twerking pocket, because I'm not cooking.
You're right. You're not cooking right now, bro. Bitch.
And it's funny that all the girls that are wifed up, all the girls on the internet that you all girls wish you were, they're all cooking for their boyfriends. And all the girls twerking in the clubs in Miami who are all single, they're like, yeah, I don't even know how to make soup. Huh. Huh. I wonder why. Nice.
Some slut shaming. Gotta love some slut shaming from the man who put literal, like, asses and boobs in his YouTube thumbnails for children to watch for years. Good job, Nate. Good job. You know, profiting off of the objectification of women is totally cool. But, you know, might as well make fun of them while you do it. Cool. Dude's got fucking one brain cell, and it's all, and it's going, and it's stored in his chin, dude. He's got no brain. His brain, he has the upside down skull. He has that rare birth defect when all your brain is in your fucking jaw, so you have no fucking actual thoughts in your head, and you go, the girls in clubs are dumb, but then my thumbnail is okay because I make money from them. Please leave in my house. Never leave. Fucking psychopath, dude. Such a clown, bro. What are the comments saying? Is that lip filler? If my husband starves because I don't cook, what does that say about him? Yeah, exactly. Go out and hunt, dude. You want to go back to traditional times? Go out fucking hunt. Go kill a deer, bring it home. Okay? You're not doing that shit. If you have a ring light, you shouldn't be fucking... If you're a man with a ring light, don't start preaching about fucking your traditional roles in the household, dude. Because it's never the other side. The dudes never want to be like, yeah, I'll get an office job with a nice 401k, work like fucking a shit job to support my family. The dudes who want like this traditional shit, they never do that. They're just like, you have to stay home, but I can just fucking chill and moss and hang out and talk about podcasts. And, well, I, you know, I do that, but I, you know. Bro, what are you talking about? Yeah, if cooking is so beautiful, do you cook for it? Drop the makeup tutorial. That's so funny. Fucking loser, dude. I wish I could find that video, dude. It's really annoying because every time I search up Nate or like Nate yelling, like all the stuff from Euphoria pops up, which is super frustrating. But I fucking know I talked about it on the podcast, though. I know it. I fucking know it. Whatever. Okay, we'll move on. What are we at right now? 37, dude. 37. Last year's 36. Well, some of them were bigger last year. Oh, my God. Should we hop into the fucking... We'll do the advice segment, but really quick. I gotta say, this episode is sponsored by no company, okay? It's me, okay? I sponsored it. The fucking my comedy special, Keep Busy. This episode is sponsored by Keep Busy, okay? How about that? I can do that. That's a thing I can do, all right? If you don't know, my comedy special, Keep Busy, is now available on my Patreon. You don't even have to be a member to watch my special and stream it whenever you want, as many times as you want. When we first released it, we were using a platform you could only like rent it, but now you can fucking watch it, and it's a one-time purchase thing. You can watch it whenever you want, okay? We worked really hard on the special. I'm proud of it. I'm really excited. And yeah, if you haven't watched it yet, click on the description down below. Check out the special. It's pretty fun. And it's a nice, I actually got a review. Someone sent me a DM. It was a review of the special. And I'll read it for you because it was a really good review. It summed it up pretty well. This person said, I earn £8 an hour. Or I earn $8 an hour and just spent an hour of my work on your comedy special. Best $8 ever spent, worth every little penny. So there you go, dude. Go check it out if you want. If not, thank you anyway. But okay. Also, dude, got new merch coming out soon. I'm wearing it right now. A little teaser. Pretty cool. There's this and another one coming out. And we got the silly tee, which is like our fucking best-selling design ever, was the silly tee. And we're coming out with a crew neck version. So be on the lookout for that shit. Okay, we're going to do the advice segment right now. We're going to move on to advice, okay? How about that? So let me just go to the advice button.
We could do some advice.
Damn, I need a jingle for my advice segment. Jingle for my advice segment.
Again, shout out Dylan Kozar for that one. That theme song. If you guys missed it a couple weeks ago, I did like a press conference, if you will, a little press conference of to you guys. It was, you know, sort of a revamp of the advice segment because I don't want no more serious stuff. Okay, I'm done reading that stuff. I don't want to be responsible for large, important decisions in your life. And at the end of the day, this is the comedy podcast. I want to goof around. I want to be silly. I want to get fucking nuts. I want to go crazy. I want to get bonkers up here, okay? So I don't need the friggin', I'm in high school. What do I do? I don't know. I'll never know. But, like, if you got a crazy advice or a crazy predicament, I want to hear that shit. And we've been, the inbox has been looking a lot better the last few weeks. So it's good. We got, this one's really good. Again, completely random name from a random place. This is Filmo from the Massachusetts Quarter. Got kind of a weird question, and I was wondering if you could help me out. I'm a female freshman in college. I like to read not safe for work manga to get my rocks off. Manga, that's like a... Okay, like an anime comic. Okay. Just making sure. I wouldn't know anything about that. Lately, my boyfriend has been trying to read with me, and for some reason, it's a big turnoff. I feel terrible because whenever I tell him not to read with me, it makes him really upset, but I just don't like it. Do you have any suggestions on how to handle this? Okay. So... That's really funny. So you, I don't want to kink shame or anything, but so you, being the weirdo you are, no, I'm kidding. So you like reading not safe for work manga, so porn comics. You're into that. Respect, you know, that's that vintage stuff. That's the way our forefathers jerked off, was with not safe for work manga, dude. I mean, I guess any manga is not safe for work if you're jerking off to it, right? If you're at work, it's automatic. It could be like any comic, really. It could be a fucking Spider-Man comic. If you're whacking it to it at work, that's pretty not safe for work. But that's neither here nor there. I just don't get, like, why would that be a big turnoff for you, for your boyfriend who's like trying to be like, hey, yeah, I could give this a try. Let me read too, right? Let me get in on this, right? Like, are you upset that he doesn't look like the guys in the manga, right? He doesn't have like anime eyes, right? he can't, you know, he doesn't, you know, he reads from left to right, but you got, you know, you want him to read right to left, right? That's because mangas are backwards, right? You read it from right to left, right? Yeah, so you hit, maybe that's, never mind. I was going to make a wiener joke, but I'm not going to. But you, I think you guys can get what I was going to say, you know, of things pointing a certain direction. But I don't, yeah, I'd be upset too if, you know, but at the same time, you know, you gotta respect your girl's wishes if she doesn't want you barging in on her not safe for work manga time. Do you have any suggestions on how to handle this? Maybe just like give him some of his own manga to read, because he seems like he's down for it, right? But maybe you don't like him reading it with you. So maybe you can have a certain time, you know, maybe you could pick a day of the week and it's dirty manga time, you know, and you go to your separate rooms, you read your mangas and you get, you know, you do what you got to do. And then you come back and you have a book club. You can have a book club. You have a horny book club every week and you can meet about it. Would that be okay? I think that'd be fine. I like the one part where the boobs were there and the wiener was also there. Yeah, that was a good part too. I liked it when the butthole was there. Yeah, I think that I did. Yeah, that part was good. I think I skipped that page, but the pages were stuck together. So I think I might have skipped that one. I think I might have missed that one. So I hope that helps. Thank you for the advice. Thank you for the question. I appreciate it. That was a good one. And I hope that helps. Next up is, okay, this one is from Thwart, a person named Thwart, and they are from Nova Scotia. And they say, I am an equestrian eventer. Siri, I wasn't fucking talking to you. Go away. Siri, no. 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 I don't know what that means. Hey Siri, I'm an equestrian inventor, Siri. I wasn't fucking talking to you, go away, Siri. No, no, no. It's a fucking smart ass. Okay. I am an equestrian inventor. So in brackets, it says horse jump over thing, very fast sport. Okay. And I'm having some problems with my horse. He is just a vessel of pony anxiety. He does love to jump around, but he is somewhat of an empath. And if I'm unsure, he is unsure as well. Okay. His pony brain cannot handle it. He poops his pants both metaphorically and literally. Obviously, I've consulted trainers, but I think I need an outside perspective. What do you think would help soothe him? Okay. If I had to soothe a pony, so if I just had like a pony in my house that was, it doesn't seem like he's violent, right? He's just sort of just nervous, which is really funny for like a huge, majestic, beautiful creature to be, right? Like how can something that free and that strong and capable, how can you be nervous, right? That sort of puts it in perspective, you know? We're all human. We're horse also. I think I would, I mean, number one, carrot. Number one, carrot. If you want to soothe a horse, number one, carrot. Give it a carrot. I assume you've tried that already. But I've played a lot of Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. And hell, Majora's Mask as well. And, you know, when you get on Epona, there's the fucking carrot symbols. And it's like the stamina of the horse. So I assume you would need more carrot. But if you've already explored that avenue, I think the next option would be to maybe carrot juice. Maybe make it easier to digest.
put carrot juice in an eyedropper, fucking squirt it in there. Maybe make a make like a hat out of carrots. The thing I really know about horses is that they fuck with carrots. So I don't really I mean, this might be a little unethical, but smoke that thing out, dude. Get that horse high as hell. All right? That high horse. Get off your high horse is what everyone will be saying after you've calmed that horse down from all the weed you gave it. Give that horse a bong. You know that book? When you give a horse a bong? So there's a little option for you. Get that horse high as hell, dude. All right? Gallop it over to a dispensary. Get it all fucking baked. And that's a chill-ass horse. That's a chill-ass horse, my man. So there goes another tip for you. We'll do one more advice, and we'll wrap this episode up. But we're going to keep it going on the bonus episode right after this. So if you want more content, you want more Very Really Good, head on over to the Patreon, man. This one is pretty gnarly. Advice, please. This one is from Eddie. This is from Eddie. And they are from Dublin. Quick question. Quick question. My girlfriend is a twin. Okay, twin. My girlfriend is a twin, and people keep asking me if I want to sleep with her twin sister. Whoa. Holy shit. Okay. I do not want that. Like, I get the humor, I guess, but why is this a repeat question? I'm getting tired of just rolling my eyes. Any creative response I could use instead? Whoa. Damn, dude. I think that's fucking crazy. What a wild question to ask. Because I also understand, because, like, you know, you're physically attracted to the one, so you might as well, I think just, like, scientifically, you would be attracted to the other person, right? Just objectively, because they look exactly the same. But, no, I've known a lot of twins. They're, you know, people, it's very, twins are different. They're very, you might get along with one twin, you might not fuck with the other twin that much, right? There is no really, like, normal response to that. But a creative response, like, if someone was like, okay, so someone is like, okay, I'm just painting the picture. If someone's like, oh, so you're dating a twin, does that mean you want to have sex with her sister? And maybe you could be like, no, I want to have sex with your sister, bitch. Fuck you. And then you give them a little shove. One-handed shove in the chest, a little, and they go, whoa. And that'll teach them, right? Because it's like, that's not true, actually. Because I was like, if I see another dog that looks exactly like Kiwi, do I want that dog? And it's like, I'm low-key. When I see a dog that looks exactly like Kiwi, I'm like, I should just take that dog home, give Kiwi a little, like a friend, you know? So that's not a good comparison. You know, maybe it's the same, like, if you know, you're driving a car, not to equate, sorry, I don't want to equate a fully functioning person to a car, but for the comparison's sake, you know, this could be a witty response. If someone's like, oh, does that mean you want to have sex with her twin sister? You could be like, well, if I see a car that is the same car as my car, does that mean I want to fuck the other car? No. I only want to fuck my car. So that's something you could say that will own them. They'll own the libs. But I feel like a good slap in the head, that might be honestly the best response. Not even, like, no words can really do it justice. You got to do the fucking, what was that V8 commercial? When it was like, dunk, shit out of V8. That's what you should have said. But don't say anything. Just go, dunk. And then they'll get the picture, dude. All right. Thank you, everybody, for a great advice segment. What is this? Why does that a thing for applause? That like weird like side double thing, right? It just looks like you're like jerking off two wieners beside your head. Twin wieners. Okay. Bada boom. Okay, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Glad to be back in the studio. This was a fun one. I had a lot of fun. And we're going to keep this fun time going over on patreon.com/veryreallygood. So come on over, support. We get crazy over there. Yeah, thanks for the support, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for watching. Thanks for clicking and listening and everything. I really do appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.